The Florida Legislative Regular Session starts next Tuesday, March 2nd, and Gene Adams, who represents the Florida Feed Association, said there are a couple of issues they'll be watching closely, with one being the budget situation and possible more cuts to the Department of Agriculture.
These reductions, we believe, continue to threaten the oversight of the feed supply, and our feed manufacturers are very concerned that if animal products are not thoroughly sampled and any impure products taken off the market, they can find their way into the feed supply and then ultimately in the animals that you and I eat as a part of our food supply.
He said one laboratory position has already been lost due to these budget cuts.
And these laboratory positions, again, are so important because they test the samples that are sent to the Department of Agriculture for testing, and again, to be sure that there is a pure feed supply and the products we use to make feed are pure and wholesome.
Adams said the second issue they are concerned about is the fact some local governments are appearing to try to regulate the labeling and or distribution of feed products.
We believe that any requirements of labeling, any requirements of ingredients, any requirements of sale or distribution should be handled by the state and not by local governments. So we'll be looking at that issue in more detail also as the session goes along.
Adams said the Florida Feed Association is also worried about the crowding out of farms in the state, so we'll be watching all of those issues for their association and for the Ag Coalition in general. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.